Kavoniot. Good morning, gentlemen. Last time we discussed the halacha of drinking coffee, and basically after going through a lot of different shittot and explanations, we reached the conclusion that it would be nearly impossible to say beracha acharona on coffee. The reason that you take very long to drink a coffee. It's hot, and the derech is to drink slowly. Same thing would be with wine, by the way. Somebody told me, so when do we say, ala gefen ve'al peri hagefen? It's a very good remark. If we have to take sip after sip, then maybe on grape juice, or if it's light wine and people would drink it like this, sangria maybe, I don't know. Bottom line, it's according to this safek in halakha, you wouldn't say beracha acharona on coffee. So someone asked me a question. What happens many times you drink coffee and at the end of the coffee you have a lot of coffee left that is now not so hot. And you drink it fast, let's say you have to go, whatever. It's not so enjoyable anymore at this point. But you drink your coffee and maybe you're drinking it if you eat in one or two gulps, and then that would be the shiur that we discussed before. Should you have to say beracha acharona or not? So Morris Hidri holds not. However, the Mishnah Berura says the following. Now it's actually a very.
Morris, where's your book?
He Torah Shebe Alpe. You know, it's all. But this is a very interesting topic. Don't think it's simple. According to the Ya'avetz, Maharam Sheik, other big poskim, including Mishnah Berura, they hold that you have to say beracha achana borei nefashot over here. I'll read to you the lashon. Do you trust me, Morris? So here, Siman Deshud, at the end of Seif Katan Aleph, it's a very, very long Seif Katan, he says the following. Anshe Ma'aseh, people of stature, people who want to do halacha well, Nohagim Sheli Besof Shetiatan Manichin Kedesh Yul Shetiat Revi'it Sheitanen Me'at Kedesh Yuchal Ishtot Revi'it Velo Hefsek. So they, on purpose, right? They on purpose leave. We don't do on purpose. You drink your coffee at the end, you have some, it's not hot, okay, whatever, you drink it. On purpose, they leave revi'it so that they could drink it straight. He says, it's good to do like this, meaning leave on purpose revi'it at the end. Okay, very nice. Chacham Ovadia disagrees, but he doesn't disagree very strongly. He agrees with Morris. He says, the Lashon of Yalkut Yosef actually is very interesting. The way he says is like this. Hanohagim levarech borei nefashot achar hakafe shehittanen v'shata imenu revi'il v'atachat yesh lehem al ma sheyismochu. Those who say beracha acharona in this situation, they have to rely on. V'afal piken, haba lish'ol morim lo shelo levarech gam beze. But somebody asks, answer to him not to say the beracha. What's the svara? The svara is very simple. Whenever you do berachot, first of all, it goes, you know what, I'll use my own example. You know, today they sell fancy cups that keep your beverage hot, not the ones we use. The ones that you see little lights, you know. No. The ones that come with a warming tray inside the cup. Comes with the cup. It's pretty. But, right, you charge them, etc. And why do they do that? It's going to be big because it's really annoying when you're drinking a coffee and it's becoming cold. Your kavana is never about this. You're drinking it because you're drinking it. It's almost like just because it's there or you want your doses of caffeine. But your wish would be they did not get cold. You don't want to drink it cold. That's against what you wanted to do. It's similar to the case of cereal and milk that Chacham Ovadia says, you say one beracha on the cereal, and if there's milk left, you drink it without beracha. What do you mean? It's only milk. Well, don't say shakel. Because you never intended to drink the milk by itself. It's not the same exact Sarabi. It's very similar. That's not my kavana at all. My kavana is to drink the coffee hot. If your kavana would be to drink the coffee cold, like people sometimes order iced coffee or cold, oh, of course, that's a different story. It's like Coke. Same thing. It's like water. Of course, you have borei nefashot. That was not your kavana at all. That's not what you came for. Therefore, this is Chacham say, you don't say the beracha. So, at the end of the day, exactly like he said, safek berachot le'akel. You're not going to say beracha just like that. And if you drank, you don't say beracha. If somebody said a beracha, it's okay. We're not going to burn in hell for that. Don't worry. But, because a lot of poskim hold that you have to do it. But, lechaora, we shouldn't say bracha on leftover coffee, even if there was a